Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with District 42 State Senator Jeff Reichman. So for this first week of the 2021 legislative session, Governor Kim Reynolds gave her condition of the state address, and in that, she proposed that the state should invest $150 million in each of the next 3 years for broadband expansion. Do you agree with this proposal?
I do. She made the statement that, you know, there's still one-third of the counties that are kind of a desert or void of high-speed internet. We've all done Zoom calls. We've all been freezing up. You know, we've all experienced that, I think, at some point over the last few months. I was trying to do a debate a few months ago, and same thing happened to me. Even though I pay for broadband at the house, it's still not as reliable as we'd like it to be. So there's obviously some investment that needs to be done there, and these last few months have really exposed how badly that's needed.
And then also in her address, she proposed that the legislature should create a bill to require schools to provide the option of 100% in-person learning. Do you think this is something that the legislature will want to take up?
Absolutely. And it's already on somebody's desk and being reviewed. You know, and there's still going to be some provisions in there, but there's, and, you know, unfortunately, you know, I was a company commander a couple of different times and been, you know, in some leadership roles, management roles. You have some people that take up the majority of your time. And there's one school system specifically in Iowa that has absolutely refused to return back to school. And we do have, you know, 1,080 hours of instruction that is mandated, and that is the minimum. And even though they have followed some procedural things to meet that, they are not meeting that 1080 rule of hours of instruction. So days are short, and, you know, they're really just over half days, and it's all online and refusing to meet in person. And we've seen test scores fall across the state, and that's an issue that's going on across the nation. Everybody remembers back in when they were back in school and the fog after the summer break, and it took just a few weeks, it felt like, to get the thinking cap back on and get back in learning mode. So these kids have experienced that, and without that instruction, without that vital classroom instruction, and we have all spent, school boards ask for more and more money, for more and more instructions and more training, and that's vital for a reason. And if these kids do not get the instruction they need, this may be the end of their formal instruction, you know, learning. And if they don't get that, this is going to seriously impact their future. We all believe how vital education is, and whether they choose to do a curriculum of going on to a four-year institution or pursue a trade, it's vital that they receive this learning for their future.
We're far from over with this COVID-19 pandemic and the legislature meeting in person, and with the fact that lawmakers are required to vote in person. Are you concerned this could be a super spreader event, as masks are currently not required at the State House?
I'm not a person that's concerned about it. There are others that are concerned about it, and there is enough space, and those people who are concerned are taking extra precautions. You know, so I think that Governor Reynolds has done an excellent job of looking out for Iowans, but also keeping in mind our civil liberties. And so I'm not concerned about it. Like I said, there are others that are, and they're taking extra precautions.
Do you think that lawmakers should pass some sort of COVID relief bill for Iowans, possibly using some of the state's budget surplus or rainy day funds?
Part of the state of the state was that the unemployment rate is back down to a very respectable level. So there was some COVID relief, you know, from the federal level that was a very broad brush that was just blasted out to everyone. Some very targeted relief, yes. You know, we've seen a lot of storefronts close. We're down here in Southeast Iowa, and we've had, a tough time for the last 30, 35 years with our economy as it is. And we've seen so many storefronts close up already, factories close up. So we need to pursue some very targeted relief and make sure that those businesses are allowed to stay open and given that opportunity.
Do you think maybe that could also include food banks or pantries? I know that there's been a lot of talk of maybe there being a relief bill for them.
I haven't seen that one specifically, but I'm sure that'll be in it. They, targeted, you know, put money to the schools for extra funding for meals, and I'm sure that'll be part of the relief.
Well, those are all my questions. In case there's anything else you'd like to mention for this first week that's wrapped up here at the legislature.
An exciting week as the momentum build, the first day was just strictly ceremonial and, you know, having the new legislators swear in, and a very short day because a lot of people had family there. But I'll tell you what, the next day, the emails started coming in and the tempo really picked up, and even more the next. So we're getting into high gear quickly and moving forward and trying to do good things for Iowans, and hope we can do things specifically for Southeast Iowa.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with District 42 State Senator Jeff Reichman. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.